Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is January the 13th, Tuesday, 2015. My name is Marcos Gazana, and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. So this is the first episode of 2015. First of all, I would like to apologize for taking so long to restart recording and publishing the episodes. It's basically for a good reason, because I was traveling. I was in Argentina. I went to Argentina with my wife and my two kids. I went all the way there by car, so I did a lot of driving there. We had a great time in Buenos Aires. It was very hot, of course. Now we have the summer here in South America, Southern Hemisphere, and we had a great time. We visited many interesting places, and I went to many nice restaurants and pubs, and I would love to do it all over again. I did about 3,000 kilometers of driving in altogether. I mean, including the both ways, I mean, to get there, and a little bit of driving inside Buenos Aires, which is a great city. I strongly recommend you go to Buenos Aires if you haven't been there yet. So today I'm going to do the first episode in 2015, and I'm going to be talking about IELTS Speaking Task Part 2. This is a follow-up episode for another episode I did at the end of last year. That was episode 51, in which I talked about IELTS Speaking Test Part 1. I gave you tips about what to do and what not to do. And today I'm going to be speaking about IELTS Speaking Test Part 2. So I'm going to start with a short description. And basically, Part 2 starts with the instructions, which should take no more than 30 seconds, and then you have your preparation time, 1 minute. So 1 minute preparation time. In the preparation time, you will have you will be given a slip of paper and a pencil, and you are allowed 1 minute to think about your answer and to think about some ideas. Then finally you have your answer, which should be no more than 2 minutes, but no less than 1 minute, so between 1 and 2 minutes. And at the end, you might be asked a follow-up question in case, or let's say, depending on how long you take to answer, to give your long turn to answer the question. Yeah. So I'm going to give you three basic tips, and I'm going to talk a little bit about each one of them. The first tip is try to use your 1 minute preparation time even if you feel ready to start. Yeah, that 1 minute is precious time for you to think about some interesting ideas, because when we're doing the test, as this is an international test, and most of the people are or feel under pressure and nervous, of course, taking notes and trying to gather some ideas is a good way to improve your answer, to do well in the test. And what do I mean about taking notes? I mean, you don't need to write full sentences. Basically, you just have to jot down some ideas, and these ideas, you will be able to look at them while you're giving the answer. And you don't need to copy anything because in part two, you are also given a candidate the a slip of paper with the question, yeah? And the question normally is a description, yeah? So it's a describe something, yeah? And you don't need to copy any of the language you have in that page on that page because you will get to keep it while you're giving the answer. So you will have the page in front of you, the candidate sheet with the question, and you will have your notes. So you don't need to copy anything from the paper and waste time, waste precious time of your 1 minute preparation. So I created a, this is tip number one then. So use your 1 minute preparation time wisely. I created a short sample question here to give you an idea of what you might be facing when you take the IELTS for real. I made up this sample question, and basically it goes like this. Describe an interesting museum you have visited. Include in your answer where the museum is, when you visited it, and what you saw in there. And explain why you found it interesting. Let me repeat again. Describe an interesting museum you have visited. Include in your answer 3 points here. Point number one, where the museum is, when you visited the museum, that's point number two, and third point, what you saw there. And finally, there is one more part here, and explain why you found it interesting. So normally the questions are all like this. They include a sentence, describe something, then there is a who, where, when, what, yeah, normally three items, and then finally, and explain why something. Yeah. Basically, this is the format of the question. You should, the second thing here, the second tip then, is try to go beyond the basics in your description and include some details, some more specific details. And when I say try to go beyond the basics, I mean, don't simply, oh, where the museum is. Ah, the museum is in New York. I visited it back in 1998. I saw a lot of paintings in there and I found it interesting because I like paintings. Okay. And what are you going to do with the rest of the time? So try to expand your answers a little bit. Of course, it's difficult to say much more when it comes to the location of the museum than the city. You could include the neighborhood, but when you are talking about what you saw there, you could certainly include some more sophisticated language, and that will be very important if you want to get a good grade, a good score. I mean, let's say 7, 8, or 9, you should have some sophisticated language in your description. This is tip number two then. Go beyond the basics and include some sophisticated language, some details in your description. Tip number three, link your ideas as much as possible with connectors and conjunctions. What do I mean by connectors? If you're telling a story, you can use words which will connect your story, like first, after that, then, so, finally, things like that. And some conjunctions, like however, well, therefore, then, in order to, so that, and some, some linking phrases and conjunctions and some linking words, generally speaking. This will enrich your answer and will give a good impression, of your English. So the examiner is looking for this, if you want to get a 7, 8, or 9, let's say, it's important that you include some sophisticated language in your answer. So this is it. I would also like to say that remember the follow-up question. You might be asked a follow-up question if you don't cover your 2 minutes in your long term, And in this case, you're supposed to give a very short answer, let's say 10 seconds, 20 seconds at most, maybe 30, but don't go beyond that. Another thing about timing, of course, it's a good idea to practice answering questions like this, especially because this is your long term, so you're going to be speaking by yourself, on your own, I mean, and you you will, if you practice a little bit, you will certainly know when you have gone over the 1 minute, yeah, the first minute, let's say. And once you've done more than a minute, you can stop at any time. It's much better to stop and to conclude, to finish your answer, than to become repetitive. If you feel that you're running out of ideas and you are becoming repetitive, then it's a good idea to stop there and wait for a follow-up question, or basically move on to the next part. And that's up to the examiner to decide, because he will be taking care of time. So you shouldn't really worry about your time, but you should be aware that you're supposed to speak between 1 and 2 minutes. This is it about part 2 of the IELTS speaking test. So just a quick recap. I talked a little bit about time now at the end, but I also talked about, I gave you 3 tips. Use your 1 minute preparation time is one of them. The second one is try to go beyond the basics and include some more sophisticated language, and link your ideas with connectors and conjunctions. That was tip number 3. Try to speak as naturally as possible. I know that when you are under pressure taking an international speaking test like this, it's not easy to feel comfortable and to develop your answer naturally, but try to do it as much as possible. Practice makes perfect. So I strongly recommend you practice as much as possible before the day of the test, and then certainly you will feel more at ease when you start giving your answers. This is it for today. I would also like to say that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can go to the site and go to the page and add your email to the email list and subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. I would also like to say that 2014 was the first year of the Follow English podcast, and I managed to do 52 episodes, an average of 1 per week. And I intend to do the same now in 2015. So I intend to do at least 52 episodes this year. I hope you all keep listening to the Follow English podcast and keep learning, and I wish you a successful 2015 in your language learning. So thank you very much. That's it for today. I'll see you next time. Bye.